Let's check in now with our weekly series, Every 30 Seconds. On average, somewhere in the U.S., a young Latina turns 18 and becomes eligible to vote. Teens like Jacob Cuenca, a Cuban-Mexican-American who lives just south of Miami. Florida is a key battleground state. Cuenca registered there as a Republican, but the pandemic has brought an unexpected twist to how he's looking at the 2020 presidential election. Reporter Danny Rivero from WLRN in Miami has our story.
I first met Jacob 2 months ago at a McDonald's that his mom drove him to. They kicked us out, so we sat to chat on a curb in the parking lot.
Oh, my name is Jacob Russell Cuenca, and I'm a Republican, and I'm going to be voting for the first time in the upcoming election.
Jacob is a high school senior who's starting to develop a political understanding of where he fits into the big picture. And in a swing state as important as Florida, that kind of political understanding could help decide the 2020 presidential election.
I just believe in conservatism. I feel like you can just get it, you can achieve everything just by working hard enough. You know, like nothing can ever like hold you down. Like you can just do whatever you want. Like as long as you set your mindset and you have a dream, you have that like that glare in your eyes, and you like, you know, you can do whatever you want. Honestly, you really can.
If you have an ideal picture in your head about what a conservative Latino 18-year-old might look like, I'm going to go ahead and say, when it comes to Jacob, you're probably way off.
I want to say he's like the embodiment of like, I guess like a rebellious teenager.
That's Jacob's older brother, Tristan.
He kind of has like that Kurt Cobain look to him. He has the blonde hair, listening to a lot of grunge music, a lot of alternative stuff. It's very funny.
Jacob really likes Nirvana, like really likes them. The first time I met him, he had an Incesticide album cover t-shirt. His favorite song by them is Radio Friendly Unit Shifter from the In Utero album. In it, Kurt Cobain interrogates himself, asking why he alternates between this and that, hot and cold. Again, Jacob's brother, Tristan.
This one comes to politics recently. When I've heard my brother speak about certain things, I'm like, Jacob has been doing his research into all this stuff, you know? Kind of going to that phase of like, not flip-flopping, but kind of weighing the pros and cons of both sides.
Sort of like what Jacob is doing with President Donald Trump. He doesn't really like Trump, but he plans to vote for him. Because for Jacob, Trump at least stands closer to the conservative ideals that he tries to follow.
All right, look, like Trump, like he says like some nonsense, and like, and obviously I really don't agree with a lot of things he does, like building the wall or like, and how he thinks like climate change is fake. Like, yeah, like, but you can't like let one person ruin the whole entire party.
Unlike much of the country, Latino culture in South Florida is not dominated by Mexicans. Most immigrants here came from the Caribbean and South America. And that brings a different frame of political reference. Jacob's mom is a Mexican-American Democrat, and his dad is a Cuban-American who voted for Trump and trends more conservative. In his house, Jacob says he grew up hearing stories about Cuba's leftist government. His grandfather on his dad's side was a political prisoner there.
He fled from Cuba. He refused communism 2 times, right, and got thrown in jail. And they put him for like 9 years of work in the sugarcane fields.
But politically, Jacob says he came to realize he's a Republican on his own, even as he holds some more liberal values like supporting abortion rights. Everything you've heard from Jacob up to this point was from before the coronavirus pandemic hit. I recently caught up with him 2 months in, and some things were starting to change.
My dad's hours have gotten cut, so that's like something that's kind of like scary.
Jacob is having big doubts about the president. That idea of holding his nose and voting for Trump despite his misgivings, he's not so sure about that anymore because of the coronavirus.
It kind of came out of nowhere, and supposedly like the administration knew about like the coronavirus. I don't know. Just the whole thing like flip-flopping like back and forth and all this stuff. I don't know. Just didn't handle it right.
So now Jacob is facing a choice between who he sees as two incompetent candidates. But the new reality of coronavirus now has him leaning in an unexpected direction.
Like a Democrat always helped the little people, the people that are like losing their jobs. So like I think right now, like I don't know. I think I'd rather vote for Biden than Trump.
He still feels like a Republican, but at this point, Jacob would probably vote for Democrat Joe Biden over President Trump, because he says Biden might be more likely to pass social programs that would help families like his own. For The World, I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
Jacob's story is part of Every 30 Seconds, a reporting project we produce in partnership with member stations across the country, following young Latino voters throughout the 2020 presidential election. You can check out all their stories at theworld.org/every30seconds.